Computer Talk with Dave Mason.
We show onboard computer synchronization.
And we're back. 866-821-8255 is the number. 866-821-TALK. Yeah, we're doing a little rambling, a little unfocused up. Exciting weekend because it's the first race of the new IMSA season. Mm-hmm. And a lot of changes going on there in terms of the car technology, the rules and regulations, the sanctioning bodies. So, you know, everybody that's into this sort of thing is really waiting to see how well it works, this first race, and then, you know, of course, everybody's got the cars that they're and the teams that they're rooting for, and the anticipation and excitement over those results. And so forgive us, we're in the midst of it. I mean, here's the reality. As much as we enjoy doing the show, we wouldn't mind being there.
Well, absolutely. But no, we are dedicated.
We're committed, man.
To this show so much that we will sacrifice.
In fact,
what we enjoy.
In fact, I asked Evil Steve, should we blow the show off today?
I know. I said no.
And go to the race. I'll show you. He said no.
No, we've got to do it. You know, we've got to do it for the listeners. They're out there waiting for this. I know it takes a week to do the show, so in between times, you guys are dying to hear what Dr. Dave has to say.
Yeah.
But
so we're back. We're here. We're talking about it now. Of course, the second hour. About the time we wrap up talking about racing, we're going to start the second hour, and we'll be talking about football.
Right.
Well, we're going to continue on right now.
But, you know, we've got another
what we've got.
We have another week before we have to talk about the weekend.
Well, yeah. There's still some things I want to talk about.
Yeah.
Okay, so, well, number one, let me kind of update you on what I've got going on. First, let's do this, because this is critical.
What?
Big anniversary today. Big anniversary today. And this is really, for a guy like me, this is astonishing. I look back on this and go, wow. You know, today was the day, 30 years ago, that Apple introduced the Macintosh.
Oh, that's right.
30 years ago. That's insane. And I remember when it was introduced.
Talking about the commercial?
No,
that commercial
was the introduction of the Mac.
Yeah, and it was like the
it was a historic commercial, historic computer.
It was considered one of the first huge commercials of the Super Bowl.
Yeah,
that's when it aired.
Yep. Well, and it's really really interesting to look back over the last 30 years, and I mean we could talk about we get off on a tangent on the
we need to
the racing
down.
Stuff. We could do a 6, 8, 12 hour show about Apple and the Macintosh. Really historical. You don't realize fully the impact that Apple has had. Well, I think some people do. Yes, in fact, some people kind of overstate it. And it's kind of interesting when, I'm preparing for the show and kind of researching and reading other geeks' thoughts on the introduction of the Mac 30 years ago and what it means and what it doesn't mean. And very interesting because, you know, some people have this sort of, I don't know, and maybe it's me because I don't have it. In fact, I have just the opposite. I don't have this kind of pie in the sky, rose-colored glasses, utopian sort of perspective on things. I don't know what it is. You know, maybe it's just, because I don't consider myself a negative person, but I kind of feel like it when I talk about this stuff. The reality is...
How about now?
I am kind of starting to feel...
Let it play. Hold on. Here we go. Let it absorb.
Grow apple trees and honeybees.
Okay, Dave, now go ahead and continue on. What were you saying, my brother?
Well, the Macintosh...
You were not feeling so great?
...was the most incredible,
Welcome
perfect...
Welcome to the family. Welcome to the
incredible,
family.
...incredible, perfect, historic, and continues to be computer ever on Earth.
All right. Now you're with the family. Thank you.
Apple has been revolutionary. And the only reason mankind has survived over the last 30 years.
Exactly.
The only reason commercials are made. The only reason sports still exists, the only reason race cars race, the only reason people don't die. No, actually, you know, obviously, Apple's an incredible company, Macintosh, an incredible computer. But, you know, I just can't, and, you know, Stephen, you and I talk about this a lot, you know, where I say it's not even a thought process for me. It is like a reaction. It's like an instinctual reaction. As soon as somebody says the Apple Macintosh, and they start just going on and on and on, with the exception of one guy that I've read. Now, there may be others, but one guy I read said, you know, it's been so successful and so revolutionary, and it affected so many different things, that we forget that the first Mac really sucked. And he's right. I was there. Now, a lot of stuff sucked back then. I mean, a lot of computers sucked back then. In 1984, you don't realize how bad computers were. You know, the biggest problem with the Mac is that it was so expensive. I mean, you'd spend $3,000 on a Macintosh and get a single floppy disk drive. And to get anything done, you had to have a half a dozen floppy disks sitting next to that Macintosh and go back and forth and back and forth and back. It took forever. Now, there were other computers that were similar. You know, I think in 1984, IBM came out with the PC Junior. You talk about a boat anchor. I mean, I'm not just saying that the Mac was a horrible computer uniquely. Oh, no. It shared that title with many computers in 1984. In fact, maybe you could even say most.
Well, let me ask you this. What were people doing on those computers when the first part? Were they doing calculations for their...
Well, what the Mac did... Well,
for science stuff or for their checkbook? What were they doing with a computer in their home at those times?
Well...
Goofing around?
Well, no. I mean, that's what's really changed so much now, is that so much of our use of computers has to do with entertainment and recreation. Back then, I mean, you were doing spreadsheets, you know, for your checkbook or for, you know, managing the business or planning sales stuff or tracking business or, you know, rosters for football team, whatever it was. And so you used, you know, spreadsheets and word processing. I mean, in 1984, the internet existed, but not for the common person. So that was not a thing. You know, if you had a modem, you had a 300 baud or a 1200 baud modem, and you could hook up to what were called BBSs or bulletin board systems. You know, dial a number, guy's computer on the other end would answer the phone, you'd connect up to his bulletin board system, and then whatever was contained on that system you would access. You know, you would download programs or spreadsheet templates or whatever it was that interested you. But it was very, very rudimentary. But here's what Mac did that was completely revolutionary. It started the graphical, the artsy use of computers. Mm-hmm. Everything else until then was pretty mundane and text-based. And it's funny, you look back at what the Mac could do, and it was revolutionary, but seems silly now. Even though it was so much greater than what else was available, you look at it and you go, my goodness, this is absolutely horrendous.
Well, anything...
How ugly it was.
Anything that was...
But it was just limited by the technology.
Yeah, and anything that was better than that monochrome green screen you had.
Well, that's what's funny about the Mac. It was a monochrome.
Was it?
Oh, yeah. But what it did was it did artsy stuff. You know, you could produce... Now, it was on a dot matrix printer, and that's what I mean when I say
like
it was just ugly.
You could
produce, you know, really cool little newsletter graphics and stuff like that. Now, of course, it was printed for the vast majority of us on a dot matrix printer, and so it was just, you know, ugly as could be. But you couldn't do it otherwise. I mean, it couldn't even be done, ugly or not.
Right.
And so it was really completely, utterly revolutionary. And, you know, and it's interesting because, you know, I always talk about how GIs feel so sort of negative and kind of like a Luddite and, you know, And I have to say that back then, I had a similar perspective, and I hadn't really thought about this in that regard. But, you know, people would talk, you know, it started the day the Mac was introduced. You know, the Mac is superior, Mac is superior, Mac is superior. And in some ways it was, certainly in that graphical, in that revolutionary graphical sense, it was, there was no competition. And, I mean, even with some really high-dollar computers, I mean, you could spend, you know, $15,000 and not get the capability from a graphics perspective that you could on a Mac. So it was really revolutionary in that regard, as clunky as it was looking back now. But even then, I think for a lot of people, it wasn't all it was cracked up to be. You know, that single floppy drive thing being a great example of that. We come back, we'll get into some more discussion on that after this.
2.2 trillion listeners galaxy-wide. Computer Talk with Dave Mason. Back after this.
When it comes right down to it, the most important thing in life is time. The better you manage your time, the better your life is. Hi, this is Dr. Dave. I want to talk to you about some incredible software that helps you better manage your time and get more out of life. I'm talking about Intellect from Chaos Software. I've researched time management software for over 20 years. I've never found a better, simpler, more practical tool for managing my time and my life than Intellect. In fact, it's what I use every day. It even helped me find the time to write this script. Intellect includes an easy-to-use email client with state-of-the-art spam filters, an integrated contact manager, an appointment manager, and to-do list, all wrapped up in the most efficient productivity package I've ever used. Best of all, Intellect is network-ready right out of the box. Download Intellect's free trial at chaossoftware.com. Whether you're a salesperson, retired grandmother, real estate mogul, or radio talk show host, you need Intellect from Chaos Software. Check it out at chaossoftware.com for a better life.
Hey guys, this is Evil Steve. Yeah, the evil one, back again, here to talk to you about Dr. Dave's data recovery. First of all, Dr. Dave and I would like to thank you for another great year of Dr. Dave's data recovery service. It's been outstanding. We all know how important it is to back up your data. But if you didn't back up your data, and those important documents, or even more important, precious family pictures, are stuck on a dead drive somewhere, well, there is a way to get them unstuck, and it's called Dr. Dave's data recovery. From hard drives to floppy disks, thumb drives, flashcards, you name it, we can do it. First step, go to DaveMason.com, click on the Dr. Dave's Data Recovery button, and you'll find all the info you need right there. Dr. Dave will get your drive and do his Dr. Dave magic as usual and get your precious data back to you safe and sound. So do the smart thing. Let Dr. Dave's Data Recovery come to your rescue. That's Dr. Dave's Data Recovery at DaveMason.com.
I've just discovered one of the most important new tools for security and privacy on the Internet today. Hey, Dr. Dave here. ID Vault looks like a military-grade USB memory stick, but it's much more. It stores all your usernames and passwords, and you don't have to worry about the remnants left on your PC after online banking. ID Vault prevents you from signing into phishing sites that steal your identity and your money. It automatically signs you into your online financial accounts with ID Vault SecureView. It automatically enters your credit card information when you shop online, so your credit card is safe from hackers and even keystroke loggers. Here's how it works. ID Vault encrypts your account passwords on a smart card microchip inside a tamper-proof USB device where the criminals can't get at them. Best of all, it's economical and easier and faster to use than usernames and passwords. Anyone who surfs the net needs their ID Vault. So get yours at IDVault.com today and save $10. That's IDVault.com. Tell them you heard it here on Computer Talk with Dave Mason.